Midoriya has maintained an international presence for almost three decades, first as a performer and increasingly as a musical community engagement advocate and educator. She currently performs close to 100 concerts a year worldwide, leads varied community involving and charitable projects, and currently serves on the violin faculty at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia after 14 years on the faculty at USC. Tanglewood's season-long Bernstein Centennial Celebration will culminate in a gala concert on Bernstein's actual 100th birthday, August 25th, featuring Midori playing Serenade. It is a great pleasure to welcome Midori back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you back, and of course, a pleasure to have you back at Tanglewood. Give us a sense of what this year has been like for you during the centennial. You've been performing Serenade, and to revisit that moment, not only, of course, the horror of that time, I'm sure, for you as a musician, but the fact of working with Bernstein.
And this season, certainly, I've had many opportunities to play the Serenade, and it has been very, very interesting because this is, in a way, the first time that I'm playing this piece with so many different orchestras and so many different conductors. And so I started, of course, first having played this with Bernstein himself and with Isaac Stern, you know, giving me lessons prior as well as Bernstein. And from there, you know, now this year to have really had this opportunity to play in different countries with different orchestras, different conductors, and also increasingly hearing other violinists and especially young violinist play this masterclass, teaching lessons and all this. It's been very, very, very interesting and very inspiring as well.
Do you think there's anything that we are missing as we celebrate Bernstein on this 100th anniversary and the 100th birthday? Do you look and say, oh, well, this is what I remember about this individual?
What I remember about my experiences with Bernstein, how warm he was, how committed he was, how energetic he was, and his enthusiasm was just really so powerful. It's something that you can't ever, ever, ever forget. The easiness in which he made me, the young person, approach him, and how comfortable, how welcoming he was always, and how supportive he was. Also, I remember the commitment, realizing the commitment he had made to things beyond just composing or just conducting. And for example, my first encounter with Bernstein came in 1985. I think I was just in my teens, I'm like 13 or something like that. And he had invited me to be a part of this worldwide tour that he organized to promote the message, a piece, with a European Chamber Youth Orchestra or European Youth Chamber Orchestra. He wanted this tour to be about young people. He wanted this tour to be about peace. And he wanted this to be about music. I'm bringing all this together. And so as part of this tour, he brought me in to play with the orchestra, to be on tour, and realizing that he was so committed, so involved, and not just to conduct, but really in everything else as well. And so this was my first direct contact, direct experience of Bernstein. Prior to that, of course, you know, I knew him as a great conductor and, you know, recordings and reading music magazines. And this, if you're a musician or a music student, and Bernstein was a name that everyone knew, I knew his name, you know, and I knew, fortunately, his music making as well. I knew his compositions, story and so forth. So, you know, of course, you know Bernstein somehow, even without having met him. But after having met him, to realize this commitment, this drive that he had, this motivation he had to pursue something that he believed was important.
After the two strings broke and the first time that you're actually able to speak to him, what does he say to you?
Ooh. I think it was a post-concert. I don't exactly remember.
Okay. So it wasn't something where, I mean, because that moment obviously is emblazoned in so many of our memories. It wasn't as if it was just another day at the office for him either, I would think.
It probably wasn't. But I would say that breaking of a string is not something that doesn't ever happen.
Sure.
It does happen. And I like to think that it doesn't matter what the context was when my string broke at that point, or the second string broke, regardless of the piece, regardless of who I was playing with, regardless of where it was, I don't think it would have made a difference. I would have done the same.
But it's the fact that you're playing with Bernstein, actually conducting.
And with a New York Times reporter
right.
being there, of course. And it's just a combination of elements that actually ended up in the news, so to say. But I remember what I took from the whole experience, the opportunities that I had to work with Bernstein even prior to the performance at Tanglewood, the opportunity to actually not take lessons from Bernstein on this piece, but also having the support and the input from Isaac Stern, who actually was the one that the piece was written for and premiered it. And this is
right.
such a fantastic opportunity for any musician. And it's not that often that one gets to work to directly learn from the composer of the piece, and to play with the composer on the, you know, at the podium, and also to learn from the person who collaborated in making this music and premiered it.
And the fact that it's also a very challenging piece, right? I mean, it's something that you overcome as an artist and certainly as a young artist.
It's a piece, like many others, it has challenges and it has wonderful moments as well as moments that may or may not sound difficult, but are quite difficult for the person playing it. And at the same time, it also offers a lot of inspiration from the players.
As far as this performance that's happening at Tanglewood for the anniversary, Christoph Eschenbach will be the conductor, and you've been doing this with him a few times this season.
We just did it in Asia, yes, back in April.
What is that working relationship like? How have you worked together on this piece with him?
Eschenbach is one of the musicians that I greatly, greatly admire. I love working with him. And he's such, also in a very different way perhaps from Bernstein, warm, kind person. And in his case, sometimes even quiet, you know, yet so... so alert and so sensitive, and not just on stage but off stage. And then we've also shared some laughs too, and we've had really wonderful times together and recordings and performances, and not just Bernstein but many, many different occasions. So I always look forward to working with Eschenbach. When we played this back in April, of course, Eschenbach is always so detailed and diligent, and we worked really, really very carefully on the work. And for me, it's always such a pleasure. I just saw him a few weeks ago in Germany, and we weren't playing the Bernstein at that point, but we were just talking, next month, you know, we'll do the Bernstein again. And so we're looking forward to it.
And to do it on the birthday, and to do it with this incredible talent that will be on the stage that night is pretty special.
Yes. I mean, too. And also the orchestra is members of different orchestras and programs that Bernstein was strongly attached to and affiliated to. And so it's not just the members from the Boston Symphony, but members of different orchestras and programs around the world have been invited to participate in this concert. And so it's also an opportunity for me to see some of these friends as well. And some of them and I have been talking already about getting together while at Tanglewood and just hanging out.
When you look at a season like this, and because Tanglewood is regularly a part of your schedule, isn't it?
I actually have been to Tanglewood in my younger days, and it's been a while. It's been a few years since I was last there. I think maybe like 4 years ago, 5 years ago I was there. So I'm very much looking forward to going back. And of course, as a non-performer, I have been to Tanglewood rather recently, not this season, but it's just, even though I have been living in California and now I've just moved back east, but most of the summers I've always based myself out of the East Coast in New York from my mother's apartment. So on my weekends that were free, I had actually taken those weekends to go to Tanglewood at times.
You enjoy teaching?
Very much so.
What do you personally get out of that? And a follow-up to that question is, what do you personally get out of it that you think ultimately continues to help you as a performer?
I think that for me, teaching is something so much a part of my life. For me to have this opportunity to work with a younger musician, and essentially this younger musician is inviting me to be a part of his or her growth as a musician and as a person. This is a great honor for me. And of course, you know, in the nuts and bolts of teaching, every student is different, every player is different. And so there is no cookie cutter approach to the teaching, so to say. It's really not about, teaching isn't about just giving the information that I have and just giving it to the student, but really working with the student to discover himself or herself, to support that student also in many different ways in his or her path to finding his or her relationship with the music. It's not something that's so simple in a way, and maybe that's one of the reasons why I enjoy it so much. Having studied psychology, of course, and there has to be, or there had to be an interest that I've always had in working with the person, with the individual. And I think as a violin teacher, with my violin students, I have an opportunity to explore together, to do this with the students. And so it actually is something that I really, really cherish. The time that I get to spend with my students is so important to me. And what I think I get out of it is the pleasure of being a part of this person's musical life.
And of course, I assume that allows you to reflect on all of your teachers that have been a part of your musical life.
Whether they're teachers or mentors or any person that actually inspired me or gave me support, whether it's through music or non-music, I think, yes, I sometimes refer back to them, but I'm sure there are many occasions where it's only in the unconscious or the subconscious that I'm connecting.
Well, Midori will be a part of the centennial celebration for Bernstein on August 25th on Bernstein's actual 100th birthday, featuring Midori playing serenade. For more information, you can go to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Midori, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information at tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.